greet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Nesia Tamar Bas Elisheva Tova of Mordechai ben Sara. In the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, Mitzvah Peches, he writes, "Who should siva kohanim lechol sherei menachos?" The kohanim were commanded to eat the leftovers of the menachos. V'amar yisal, and that's what the Torah says. V'anoseres meni yochel aron abanav mitzvah matzis teochel. And what's left over, sherei menachos, it should be eaten by Aaron and his sons. V'lashon sifri tochel mitzvah. Now when it says tochel, it's a mitzvah for them to eat it. And then the Rambam compares it to Yavama Yavo Aleh. It's a mitzvah to come on the Yavama, to have beer with the Yavama. And the Sifri at the beginning of Parshas Korach in Pisgah Kuf Tes Zayin, it says there avodis matana eten es kunaschem lasas achilas kachim begvulim kavodis mikdash b'mikdash b'mikdash ma avodis mikdash b'mikdash mekadish yodah v'vach kachoy v'ed af achilas kodesh begvulim mekadish yodah v'vach kachoy chal. So it says first that the pasuk is comparing when it says avodis matana eten es kunaschem, it's making the eating of the kachim outside of the Beis HaMikdash like the avoda of the Mikdash in the Mikdash, just like the avoda of the Mikdash in the Mikdash. First he has to do kiddush, he has to wash his hands and then he works. So too when he eats kodesh begvulim, first he has to wash his hands and then he eats. Rabbi Tarfon was late in coming to the Beis Medrash. And Rabbi Gamliel asked him why. Amarle Isiyov, and I was working. Amarle Lokot Rechatema. It's a wonder. Chesha Vodach. She was there. Vodana Amarle. Harei Omer Avodas Matana Tenis Kunas Chem Lasis Achilas Kachim Begvulim Kavodas Mikdash BaMikdash. He answered him that it says Avodas Matana. I'm going to give you make your Kahuna Avodas Matana. To make the achila of kachem and gvulim like the avoda of the mikdash in the mikdash, Rabbi Omer lasis achilas kachem and gvulim kavodas mikdash. Ma avodas mikdash be mikdash mekadesh yada v'ragla v'kachoved kach achilas kachem and gvulim mekadesh yada v'kachoichel. Im alalon yada v'raglav, af achilas kachem and gvulim yada v'raglav. Amris makom shetzarich yada v'raglav mekadesh yada v'raglav makom shein sarich eli yadav. So Rebbe says that in the Amikdash you have to wash your hands and feet and then you work. So too when you eat kachim outside of the Beis Amikdash, you have to wash your hands and then eat. Aye, maybe just like in the Beis Amikdash you have to wash your hands and feet, so too achilas kachim. No. In the place where you need to wash your hands and feet, then you do so. Where you don't have to outside the Beis Amikdash, it's only your hands. And from here we learn Netilus Yadayim. At Kan, we read and translated the Sifri. In the parish of Rabbeinu Hillel on the Sifri, he writes, Afachilas kachim akadish yadav, dahainu noitel yadav v'achakach oichel betruma. So here it's talking about eating truma. And it's compared, avodas matana es tenis kunaschem, it's compared to avoda. This matana is compared to avoda, that the eating of the truma is like avoda that it requires until siyadayim. So not that you're eating kachim mamish. However, the Rambam, it would seem here in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, that he understands that the Sifri is talking about achilas kachim. Rabbeinu Hillel understands that it's talking about truma. That's the where you're going to require washing your hands. But the Rambam writes, Lashon Sifri avodas matana etenis kunaschem lasis achilas kachim bigvulim kavodas mikdash b'mikdash ma avodas mikdash b'mikdash mekadesh yadav v'achakach oichel af achilas kachim mekadesh yadav v'achakach oichel. Ad kan Lashon HaRambam. In other words, when he writes achilas kachim, he doesn't say anything about truma. So he seems to be talking about achilas kachim kipshuto, achilas kachim mamish. V'chinirah midivra ha-mashichachma l'parshis kisisa. V'dahi writes, B'dafka achilas kachim b'matnas kuhuna boi kiddush yadayim min ha-Torah v'lo achilas kachim l'baylim Yisrael. D'zeh rak mitakona shlomo k'dom perakam d'shabbos v'hovein. So he understood also it's talking about achilas kachim mamish, because he says, B'dafka achilas kachim b'matnas kuhuna boi kiddush yadayim. Only when the Kohanim are eating their kachim, they require Kiddush Yadayim, but not the Bailim. That's only Mitakanus Shlomo. So you see that the Meshech Chachma is also learning, like the Rambam, he's a good teammate, that it's talking, the Medrash, is the Sifri is talking about eating kachim, and that eating kachim b'gvulim outside the Beis HaMikdash requires Netilas Yadayim. But we have to understand the Sifri. What is Rebbe adding on to the Tanakhama? Rebbe seems to be saying exactly the same thing. Tanakhama tells you that we're comparing the Avoda to eating Kachim B'Gvulim, and the Rebbe says the same thing, and they both mean the Tilis Yadayim. As Ma Moisif Rebbe. So, Kvar Omad Bezeb B'Sefer Sifri de Beirav, the Rebbe David Pardo, who writes, Bein Dvarav, Larisi Lamaran, Shekosav, Zelashoinoi, Rebbe Lav Choylek Hukim Mefarish. Rebbe is not arguing, Rebbe is merely explaining. The Af de Gabe Avoidus Mikdash Boy Yoda Viraglov, Hocheloi Boy. Mishum dohasim avadav beraglav shemoylich evaram lekevish vaylach aynu avod evachem bedam, aval hachaloi shayich ze. Ad kan. That Rebbe is not arguing. Rebbe is merely interpreting that even legabe avodas mikdash. That even though the Gabe Avodas Mikdash, you require Yad V'Raglav. In other words, first we learn that you have to wash. And Rebbe is telling you, don't think you have to wash your hands and your feet like in the Beis HaMikdash. Here you don't have to. Because there you're also working with your feet. You're doing Halachas Evarim Lakevish. Ainu Avoda. B'chein B'dam. But here it's not Shaykh. Here it's not Shaykh. You're not doing any Avoda with your feet. So therefore you don't need Kiddush Yad V'Raglav. You just need Kiddush Yadav. You just need to wash your hands. And he continues, V'yoser nira mashikas Rabbeinu Hillel d'hasim mishum d'koy b'makom ha'kodesh v'tzarech la'alos l'kevesh l'um izbeach ha'in sham k'lomer d'hatayim ad'gaz r'al stam yadayim ha'inu k'disa perakam ad'shabes l'vish yadayim askanios ha'im perish rashi v'nokim b'bisaru b'makom ha'tin ofes v'gnai l'tshruma b'kach v'nim eses l'oichlak sh'nogea b'b'yayim b'yadayim m'su'avos. In other words, normally when somebody holds his hands, somebody holds food, he holds it with his hands, and his hands are askanios, his hands aren't clean, they're touching all these different places. Nogin bibisar b'makom ha'tin ofes, he touches his flesh in an unclean place, and it's a gnai for truma. It is not right to touch truma with unclean hands, and it becomes mos. So one shouldn't do that. And that's why there's a gzeira of Netilas Yadayim. Aval Beraglayim, it's pashut that a person doesn't take truma with his feet. And therefore, they didn't have to make a gzeira that he should have to wash his feet. Because it's not shchiach that he's going to touch it with his feet. Masha'en kein ba'avoda. That is mochuch la'alos b'raglayim yichefim. He has to go up, he does the avoda with bare feet. And therefore, the Torah said, not only do you have to wash your hands, you have to wash your feet. And that would apparently also be pshat in the Maharan that we saw earlier, because the Sifri de Beirav brings the Maharan who says Rabbi Lav Cholakim Mefarish Dafta Gabe Avodis Mikdash Boy Yadav Raglav Hachalo Boy, because even though Gabe Avodis Mikdash you're required to wash your hands and feet, here it's not required, because there you're Oved even with your feet, your molech evaram lekevesh and holach is avoda and also dam, but here it's not shayich. And then to that Rabbi David Pardo says, no, I like what Rabbeinu Hillel says better, because there you're in the makom of holiness and you have to go up with your feet to the mizbeach. In other words, this gzeiran stam yadayim yadayim maskanios heim, it's a gnai for truma. But that's only when it comes to your hands. But when it comes to your feet, there's no problem. Raglaim pshita, that you don't touch it with your feet. So it could be that that's also what the Maharan means. That Rebbe is telling you, you don't have to wash your feet because when you eat in the Beis HaMikdash, so then you're walking up with your feet. So that requires washing. That's part of the avoda. But when you're eating outside, the Beis HaMikdash, it has nothing to do with your feet. Just with your hands, that your hands have to be clean. And therefore you have to wash your hands. That's what Rebbe's telling you, hands and not feet. So Rabbeinu Hillel takes it in the realm of Truma, but we can apply it also to Kachim. So now Rebbe David Pardo continues, and he says, okay, so now we understand why in the Beis HaMikdash you're washing your feet, because you're also doing avodah with your feet. And why outside the Beis HaMikdash you're just washing your hands, because the hands are askanios. The hands might be touching unclean things, and therefore you have to wash them. But in the Beis HaMikdash you also have to wash your feet, because you're doing avodah with your feet, you're going barefoot. However, so that's very nice. But Rabbi David Pardo says, I don't like what the Maharan, whoever that is, says, that Rebbe is not arguing, Rebbe is explaining. It's not the mashmos of the Lashon, because it says Rebbe Omer, which is mashma, that he is arguing. When it first says Omer and then it says the name, he's not arguing. When it first says the name and then it says Omer, he is arguing. That's usually almost always the case. So Rebbe Omer means he's arguing. So it appears, says Rabbi David Pardo, they are arguing. And what are they arguing about? According to Tanakam, if you washed your hands for chulin, you don't pasul truma, and you don't have to go ahead and wash your hands again when you eat the truma. Rabbi holds no. Rabbi's the Tanabasul Tfuya Yase is coming to add on. They have to be Makadesh. In other words, they have to be Noitel Yodav L'Shem Truma. So how does Rabbi David Pardo learn this whole thing? Rabbi David Pardo seems to be learning that it's talking about Shruma. And he goes along with Rabbeinu Hillel, that it's talking about Shruma and not about Kachim. When we did Rabbi Meshech Chachma, we saw that he understood Akopanim B'das HaRebbe B'Sifra of Tzifri, that we're talking about Kachim, Achilas Kachim Mamish. So even though the Tanakhama is talking about Achilas Truma, how do we see he's talking about Achilas Truma? Because we have the whole Maisa with Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon came late to the Beis Medrash. Rabbi Gamliel said, Vuzdibigavain, where were you, if I said that correctly? So he said, I was working. He said, what do you mean you're working? What working is this? No, Achilas Kachem Begvulim is like Avodas Mikdash B'Mikdash. So there was no Beis HaMikdash, so what's he eating? So he's eating Truma. So according to the Tanakhama, it's definitely talking about Truma. But according to Rebbe, it's talking about Achilas Kachim. That there's this mitzvah of Achilas Kachim. And then we can say, and this is also, by the way, brought up Sachamayin Beis Amid Beis, and we can say that that's the machlokas that Rebbe's arguing with the Tanakhama, because he holds that we darish and that you need rechitzis yadayim. That's talking about kachim mamish. So the Tanakhama learns that the rechitzis yadayim is talking about truma, and Rebbe argues and he says no, the rechitzis yadayim is talking about kachim. And that's what it's. There is a nusach of the Sifri that isn't gores b'divrei Rebbe. Lasas achilas kachim begvulim kavoides mikdash. Their girsa is lasos achilas kachim kavoides mikdash. In other words, they omit the word digvulin. And the Magia writes that Rebbe is coming to argue with the Tanakhama, and he's saying that achilas kachim mamish is kavoides hamikdash, and therefore you need rechitzis yadayim in HaTorah. And that's Kedivrei Emeshe Chachma, that it's talking about eating kachim. Because he's bechlal not talking about eating it outside the Beis HaMikdash. He's talking about lasas achilas kachim. It doesn't say begvulin. If you say begvulin outside the Beis HaMikdash, then maybe it's talking about shruma, because shruma is the place you eat. But if you omit the word begvulim, achilas kachim, so when you talk about achilas kachim stam, then it makes sense that it's talking about achilas kachim mamish. Begvulin maybe make me think it's talking about shruma, but when it doesn't say begvulin, then you understand that it's talking about kachim, and that's kedivrei Emeshe Chachma. The only problem is that that's not the girsa of the Rambam. Das ist nicht kein girsa von der Rambam. Because the Rambam, when he brings the Sifri, parenthetically, his girsa is lasas achilas kachim begvulim kavoidis mikdash b'mikdash. So to make the achilas kachim begvulim outside of the Beis HaMikdash, like the achilas of the mikdash in the mikdash. So he's also talking, Rambam seems to be saying, learning that it's talking about shruma. Because kachim are not eaten outside the Beis HaMikdash. Kachim kalam eaten in Yerushalayim, but b'chlal, when it talks about gvulim, when it means anywhere, so then can't be talking about kachim, must be talking about shruma. Yesh laim is, so it would appear that would depend on your girsa. It would depend on your girsa. Does it say begvulin or doesn't say begvulin in the Sifri? So on one hand, the Rambam says afachilas kachim mekadesh yadav v'raglav, so you can mekadesh yadav v'ach kach ochel. So you can learn from where he says achilas kachim that it's talking about kachim stam, it's not talking about shruma. Al kopanim, that's the way the Meshech Chachma learned, and that's the way we could learn the Sifri. There are really two ways of learning the Sifri: one that it's talking about the mitzvah of achilas kachim, and the other one that it's talking about achilas shruma. To explain this matter that achilas kachim is considered like avoda to require rechitzis yadayim, that it's considered like avoda to require, it doesn't require rechitzis yadayim v'raglayim, right? Because Rebbe said ma avodas mikdash b'mikdash makadish yad v'ragl v'akach oved kach achilas kachim. When I read it, I read the word with bigvulim. The only thing is bigvulim is disputed whether in Rebbe's Girsa it really says Bigvulin. But Al Kolpanim, the Achilas Kachim requires Rechitzis Yadayim. And the question is, why? Why is it like a Voda that requires Rechitzis Yadayim? And that's because, well, we saw that according to Rebbe David Pardo, he talks about the Yadayim being a skanios, and he said it's a gnai l'truma b'kach. He says it's talking about truma, that it's nimas. But if we say that it's talking about kachim, we can also explain that achilas kachim, that achilas hakohanim b'karban is learned from the pasuk in Parashat Tisav v'vach lo'osam asher kupar behem, and it says in Pesachim nun tesam beis hakohanim oichlim v'abaylim miskaprim. Harei that achilas kachim is part of the maisa hakarvan v'hakapara, like Rashi writes, "Asher kupar bem kosef kapara gabe achila lememar da'af b'achila tluya kapara." So part of the kapara, a tail from the kapudis, they might say in Chassidish, is eating. And so to Yevam staff mem, it says v'achlosem es hakachim asher kupar behem k'er tevi kapara shleima. So you see that achilas kachim is part of the kapara sakarban. Even though it's definitely not likuva, but al kopanim is part of the kapara sakarban. And therefore, since it's part of the kapara sakarban, it requires until sidayim, just like the carbon. And there are a number of rishonim who hold that Yisrael is also mitzvah in this mitzvah of achilas kachim echel kosheb karbon, that in his portion of the karbon he also has a mitzvah of achilas kachim. Ayin b'sefer minchas chinuch mitzvah kuf beis, he writes from Rashi in Psachim and Tesam and Aleph Divrei Maskil b'shar. Tichsiv achlos amesher kupar b'hem alma achilas kachim esehi b'en anecholim lakohana b'en anecholim liyisrael. A hedge in Rashi that's a mitzvah to eat kachim. And he also brings there from the Ramban in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, in the mitzvahs that he's moist from the Ramban, writes in his Bar Kiyachilz, Kachim Lebailim, Veroi Lochum, Esei, Kamoshu Esei, Lakoihana Bechatos Vashamois, Kachu Lebailim, Bechele Karoi Lehem. So you see also according to the Ramban, it's a mitzvah of the Bailim. But look at the Minchas Chinuch, who brings Das HaRamam Eino Ken, that the Das HaRamam is the whole mitzvah zone, Legabe HaKoyhanim, Bechelek Shelahem. And so writes the Sefer HaChinuch, the mitzvah zone, the Koyhanim. However, the Kasha is, asks the Avram, that the Fidas Rashi Varamban and the other Rishonim that the Minchas Chinuch brings, that they hold the mitzvah Chilas Kachim, is also on the Jewish person in his chelek, on the Yisrael in his chelek, just like it's a mitzvah on the Kohanim in their chelek. So that would mean that the Yisrael also has to do rechitzas yadayim when to eat his kachim. Because the whole Iker Jerusha rechitzas yadayim is said lahedji in the Torah legabe Aaron abanu v'kapshuto, that they have to do it. This pasuk that we quoted, Avodas Mataneis Kunaschem, is talking about Aaron Ubanov. And not about Yisraelim. But would it appear that even the feet of Rastafri, that's his Achilles Kachim's Kavoidus HaMikdash, and therefore requires rechitzas yadayim. That's dafka those karbonos that are coming as kapara, like chatos and hashamos, because there we can say that achilas kachim of the kohanim kichelik mevoidus hakarbon kavoidus hamikdash. And that's because this achilas says about it in the Torah that it's shayach kichelik minyan hakapara. But chelik hakohanim achilas kachim kalim, even though they also have a mitzvah to eat there, they're also mitzvah to eat their chelik in the karbon. Aber mekivan shein achilazo mosifa binyan avoidus hakarbon, it's not part of the avoidus hakarbon. Only in the kachim kachim it is, not in the kachim kalim. In the kachim kachim, it is part of the kapara. But in the kachim kalim, it's not part of the kapara. It's not part of the avoda. So when you're talking about like chatos and hashamos, which are kachay kachim, so there the eating is part of the kapara. But when you talk about kachim kalim, where the eating is not part of the kapara, it's not part of the avoda, you can't consider it like avodas hakarbon, that it should require a chitzis yadayim. And memelu hu adin v'kol shken legabe chelik yisrael b'karbon shelo. It's not shaykh linyan of kapara. Sharei ein loy chelik b'chatos v'hashamos aboim l'chaper. V'im ken arei v'day she'ein b'zeh achiyuv shel rechitzis yadayim. There's no chiyuv rechitzis yadayim because it doesn't have any chelik in the chatos v'hashamos aboim l'chaper. So what rechitzis yadayim is there? It's not part of the avodas hakarbon. So only when it's going to be part of the avodas hakarbon, when it's part of the kapara, then you're going to require rechitzis yadayim. But since it doesn't apply to Yisrael, a Yisrael doesn't have to do a rechitzis yadayim. And therefore, this whole parasha of rechitzis yadayim was sedafka legabe Aaron Ubanov. So, Amir Tashem b'siyata d'shmaya. In the next year, we will continue our very chashuv discussion of this inyan of achilas kachim, and we're going to give ourselves a bracha that we should be zocha to continue lomod ulelamed lishma v'lasas ulekaim is called every salmat arasa bi'ahava main v'amein shalom shalom svidus and that's for another friend.